Anything else? Anybody else want to add anything to the, what we hope? The what?
Carol, you must have something.
Well, I just keep thinking, in terms of the public, how does the business, having more business on a cruise ship day, benefit the public? I mean, it's nice that the business has more business. I understand that. But what does that do for the community at large?
It means that the rest of the year, those businesses are open.
Does it?
Yeah. Are you saying do you want that? You want to be able to figure that out by asking questions on the inventory, or are you?
Well, I think it's too complicated for that. Mm-hmm. But that's just what I kind of wonder.
So, are you suggesting that we ought to try to somehow get at that in the survey? Or are you reminding us that the survey is only one input and another thing we'll need to consider when it comes time for policy is the broader range of things that aren't economic purely?
Because there's a lot that isn't economic. Yes. It's not all economics.
I'm not sure how to get at that. For years and years and years, it's been this anecdotal mythology about, well, people don't buy cars in August. They buy them in November. So, but if we can get people to come and spend a lot of money in August in some way, then they'll have money, you know, in their pockets because they got paid in August, so they can buy a car in November. It's complicated, but that mythology just keeps going and going and going here in Rockland, that you got to make your money in August so you can buy your Christmas presents. I don't know how you track that money that far into the future.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a way. I mean, it would be interesting to find out if there was an empirical approach to that.
Your point is well taken, though, that this is
one piece.
And that's all it's intended to be is one piece. And ideally,
you can't do it in one survey.
Ideally, we would have thought through the broader range of things that you'd want to know first and then take on what does this piece look like. But just because of the timing, we needed to take this piece a little bit out of sequence.
Well, it's also what the city council told us to do.
Right.
Yes.
Right. I think we can develop something that's going to be a good, useful tool.
You do, huh?
2 years ago, COMS did a survey on Election Day. And we got something like 800 responses.
Wow.
I mean, it was phenomenal. People didn't beg to complete the survey, but it was long and people actually did it, and that might be something to think about if we're looking at a way to collect more public information, because
they're there anyway.
Yeah, they're there and they're at the polls.
And you know they're Rockland people.
Exactly. Yeah, we got a huge response to it.
Yep.
So maybe when you start thinking about in the facilitated discussion and the future meetings, what additional information do you think you need to know in order to make decisions? That would be one potential how you might go about getting that information.
Yep.
So I'd say let's put that on a kind of parking lot list of things to consider. You would be so kind.
Put that back on our
Mr. Blister.
Loving it.
Keep you busy, though.
All right. So right now it is 8, a little after 8.
I'm amazed. You hit it in 2 hours.
So the other thing is, with your help, I think it is important that we're all making commitments, so to try to, you know, stay on the time that we've given ourselves. I'm happy to keep going if people think that there's a real need for it, but I'd say we've done a lot of good work tonight.
I do, on your agenda, there's, you got one, not the one in the mail, but the one I just handed out. It says that the next meeting is September 6th, which is a Thursday night at City Council Chambers.
Oh. All right. Have we reserved Council Chambers already? Can you do that?
We were going to do it on a Wednesday.
I thought I checked with you before. We talked about that, and then you wanted to stick to Wednesday, so I think
we couldn't do Friday because the city council was having a meeting that night.
So then I thought we looked at the following Wednesday as the alternative, but it doesn't trouble me if you pick Thursday if everyone can come.
I did have the 12th.
I think Redak or somebody might have.
So it's the 6th?
Yeah.
What time?
6 o'clock.
Entirely up to all of you. Can you do it?
I think so. It's not next week, but the week after, right?
Yep.
Oh, can USM turn it around that quick was the other issue.
Yeah.
Was the other reason why we were looking at the 12th.
Well, if we can't, we'll do something else while we're there.
Okay.
Yeah, but we'll have to have a meeting as soon as they come out with the...
Yeah.
Just be aware.
Yeah.
You want to check with USM tentatively?
I've got it penciled in on the 6th.
Okay.
And I just moved it from the 12th.
And should we hold the 12th in case USM can't be ready for the 6th? Or do you think they can be?
I have no idea. Yeah, I think we have that.
You want to touch base and let us know?
Yep. All right, so for now, temporarily, we'll plan on the 6th unless something happens and we can add on another.
And try not to be busy on the 12th, just in case.
Yeah, I'm going to actually keep it. I'm putting it in my calendar for the 12th also. I'll be rocking like once a week. That's great.
So I'll be making return visits.
That's right. Is that land-based tours?
Yeah.
I'm just thinking, do we need a city short-term rental?
And what is the economic impact of this committee and our survey?
Turn off the recorder, Ron.